In the headlines, teachers at the Princess Margaret School are threatening strike action if a number of issues, including a teacher being physically assaulted, are not addressed. Police are searching for two suspects who robbed an 80-year-old man at gunpoint and stole his car. Mixed views from Barbadians on government's new proposed tint regulations. And later in sports, the West Indies women again under pressure against England in the third one-day international. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Teachers of the Princess Margaret School are fed up. The educators of the St. Philip Institution are claiming disrespect and disregard for authority by the students. In a two-page letter obtained by Starcom Network News and sent to the Ministry of Education and the Barbados Union of Teachers, the staff are seeking urgent intervention. Starcom's Philip Amy has the story.
The letter points straight to alleged escalating negative behaviors highlighted by instances of physical abuse being meted out to teachers. The students are being empowered as the poor methods of disciplinary actions and the inordinate time it takes to address pressing issues have contributed to a disgruntled staff. One teacher reports, quote, "The staff feel unsupported and their lives at times threatened," end quote. As recently as this week, a teacher was struck with a rock thrown by a student. Another incident where a physical altercation ensued with a student who physically assaulted a teacher, causing the teacher bodily harm. There are also serious threats against security at the school. The staff are also reporting environmental issues with rodent infestation. Another teacher reports, quote, "The anarchy at the school is unprecedented," unquote. The letter did state, however, that there are many positive programs in place and many of these groups excel, but the efforts are being thwarted by these serious issues. Philip Amy, Starcom Network News.
In an immediate response, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw confirmed the matters are being addressed.
Of education, educational transformation has been made aware by the principal of two incidences between staff and students recently. One on Friday, the 30th of May, and the other one on Monday, the 2nd of June. To our knowledge, the principal has taken action with respect to the first incident and is still in the process of investigating the second. The Ministry of Education is unaware of the state of affairs as is described in the correspondence. In the interest of fairness and transparency, the principal must be given the opportunity to respond to the allegations in the correspondence as part of the Ministry of Education's investigation to ensure that the teaching and learning process at Princess Margaret School is executed in conditions which are safe for everyone and optimal to deliver the successful student outcome.
Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, BOT President Rudy Lovell, also told Starcom Network they are investigating thoroughly before responding. An elderly man was robbed at gunpoint of his vehicle in Flint Hall, St. Michael, late last night. It is the second major armed robbery of a pensioner within a month. Starcom's Vernarda Corbin has that story.
80-year-old Colin Mears says the incident, which occurred around 8 p.m., has left him feeling fearful and uneasy. He told Starcom Network News that he was on his way to collect a package when he heard a strange noise and was soon approached by two men, one of whom was armed.
My name is Nathan, in the right corner. I heard my car make a sound, like it hit something, and definitely I didn't see nothing that I could hit, but like out of curiosity and out of not really conscious of what was going on, I stopped and opened the window to look to see what it is that made that song. And by the time I opened the window, then a man appeared next to me. First he said I hit him. So then I'm more looking at him now because I tell him, how did he get it? Why is he nowhere near, nowhere about there that I could hit? By the time I do so, I got the window rolled and the man just his hand through the window and pull out the car keys. But when I look around now, another man now come to the window now with what appeared to be a gun in his hand. And said, old man, got an old man. I'm 80 years old. I had no choice and I got out the car.
Despite the circumstances, Mr. Mears says he's grateful to still be alive. He, however, raised concern over the crime situation.
I ain't closed my eye yet, and this is morning, and that happened 8 o'clock last night, and I ain't closed my eye yet. All I was doing is going to collect something from some person.
Police have confirmed that the matter is currently under investigation. Bernardo Corbin, Starcom Network News.
Yes, Barbadians have expressed mixed views following the government's announcement of a $500 fine for vehicle tint violations set to take effect from September 1st. Stark on Network News spoke to several motorists earlier to get their reactions on the new legislation.
It ain't really make much sense because obviously in certain reasons why persons has got tint. Obviously for the sun, obviously with your eyes, different reasons, so I don't even understand why the tint should be a big issue.
I got my car about a year ago and I was gonna tint my windows because it's straight through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the sun is beat, don't put your hard, hard. But after she passed, the law come around, I tell myself, well, that ain't many things. And I don't bother to tint my vehicles, I ain't able to pay $500. Insurance is enough. And all the other things, I ain't able to do that, yes.
I believe that any action that can be taken that could reduce the incidence of crime, violence, would be useful, quite useful. And I don't have an issue with the regulation.
Voices of motorists giving their opinion on government's new tint regulations in the lunchtime edition. Health officials are addressing public concerns after scabies cases were reported at the geriatric hospital. Medical experts are assuring the public that scabies is treatable and outbreaks are manageable. We hear more in this story from our own Tanisha Rockyaw.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says there's no reason for public concern following reports of scabies at the geriatric hospital. She explained that the condition is easily diagnosed and can be effectively treated.
Institutional outbreaks of scabies are quite common in geriatric hospitals and even in general hospitals. Persons who have this type of rash are easily recognized. They are isolated. The situation is containable and the treatment is quite simple and persons make 100% recovery. Therefore, there is no need to panic or fear.
President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams. Meantime, dermatologist Dr. Andrew Ford stressed the discovery of scabies in a hospital setting is not unusual. He noted that based on what he's seen recently, there has not been an increase in scabies cases across the island.
But I'm not very worried about hearing that. What happened in our hospital is not something that's unusual. We only worry when there's the highly infectious version called crusted scabies, which used to be called Norwegian scabies, which is highly infectious because the mite load is multiple times greater than in normal scabies infections. But as a private physician and also a public physician in dermatology, scabies is something that I come across every month. I don't think that the incidence has increased over the year from my estimation based on what I've been seeing recently.
Dermatologist Dr. Andrew Ford. Tanisha Rockyaw, Starcom Network News.
And this has been the 12:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, teachers at the Princess Margaret School are threatening strike action if a number of issues, including a teacher being physically assaulted, are not addressed. Police are searching for two suspects who robbed an 80-year-old man at gunpoint and stole his car. And mixed views from Barbadians on government's new proposed tint regulations. Coming up in sports, the West Indies women again under pressure against England in the third ODI. This has been the 12:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.